Last year, 173 readers in 17 locations, and they hope for it to be even bigger this year. It is the second annual United We Read, as the Branch County United Way joins up with local folks to get into local schools and read to kids. It'll be Wednesday, March 5th. Judy Krasminski, Executive Director of the Branch County United Way, joins us on the line. Were you kind of overwhelmed by the turnout last year and the support of the community of people wanting to get into the schools, Judy?
It really was. We had so many readers that we actually had two readers in some classrooms because we had so many people that were eager to get in and share literacy with our kids.
Why is this so important for United Way to team up and be a part of this during National Reading Month?
There's a couple of reasons that United Way wanted to get involved. And the first one is that the more positive adults we can put in the lives of children, the better our community is going to be in the long term. And this is just a great way to get our business community out to support all of our local schools, Coldwater, Quincy, Brunson, Union City, private schools, charter schools, all of them, and show kids that they are important to our community. And the other reason is the number one factor in determining future success is literacy, and we want to make sure that kids have every chance to succeed.
All right, so the plan is to put someone, a volunteer reader, in every preschool through fifth grade classroom on one day across Branch County, and that Wednesday, March 5th. What do they get to pick what they read? Do the classrooms pick? How does that usually work?
We leave that up to the reader, actually. We have ask every teacher to please have a book ready in case they don't have one. But it's great if a company can send a book. For instance, Southern Michigan Bank and Trust provides a book for their readers, and it is tied to finances and to banking. So it's nice when they can tie into what they do and share that experience with the classroom, or maybe a favorite book from their childhood. So it's really up to the reader, and the timing is up to the reader. It's any time during the day, so we can work around lunch hours and work schedules and those kind of things. And you know, if you want to read in your child's classroom, we can take that request as well, and we'll do everything we can to make it work for folks.
All right. If someone wants to be a volunteer reader, what's the next step?
They can call the United Way office at 279-7129, and we will get them on the schedule. And again, this is all across Branch County, public, private, charter schools, everybody is included. So we want every kid to have this opportunity.
What a great thing. Do you have kind of a goal this year of how many readers you'd like to have? You said about 175 last year.
It looks like about 183 will fill every classroom that we have this year. So we're looking for that 183 plus.
Okay, wonderful. So 279-7129, that's the number for the Branch County United Way, or the email is bcunitedway@cbpu.com. Judy, good luck with it. This is such a neat event to kick off Reading Month here in Branch County, the United We Read for Reading Month on Wednesday, March 5th.
Thanks, Ken.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Judy Krasminski, Executive Director of Branch County United Way, with us this morning.